Our parish of Corpus Christi is having a very good and graced parish mission weekend. And for that, I give thanks to God. We welcomed our guests on Friday, Steve Angrisano and Sarah Hart. On Friday night, we had a nice supper with them. My staff and I and Father Ani had supper with them and some friends. Yesterday, we had our parish mission talks through the day. And last night, I welcomed Father Paul Becker back. He concelebrated with me. And we had a wonderful parish picnic. We were all together. And it was my first parish picnic as your pastor. A great night. I didn't know there were anybody left that had to go to Mass. So thanks for being here today. A parish mission is always an opportunity to start over. It's an opportunity to begin again, simply and plainly. And our theme for this weekend has been, it's time to do that. It's time for us to get back to Mass, to engage, to reclaim our faith. It's time for us to begin to live with what we have to live with now in the new world, and to do whatever we have to do to love Jesus Christ more and to worship him better from our hearts. So I will leave you today with a legend and then a closing thought. I've been telling a story about a pious monk who died and went to heaven. And when he arrived, an angel greeted him and started to show him around. We hope that happens to us. If we're going to make it to heaven where we will spend all eternity, you know, we need to see the place. A guided tour will be good. So the angel took the monk around and showed him all kinds of different things. The monk saw materials more beautiful and precious than anything he had ever seen, more beautiful than any marble, more stunning than any gold. They went through some gardens, and the monk couldn't believe the colors. He had never seen them on earth. The blossoms he had never imagined. They continued their tour, and the monk enjoyed it. They got to what appeared to be a warehouse. And they entered the warehouse. And the monk thought, you know, this is kind of ordinary, but who am I to judge? And in the warehouse, there were floor-to-ceiling shelves. And there were things stacked and labeled meticulously on the shelves. And the first glance, the monk thought they were dried mushrooms. Now, I love mushrooms. There's nothing like a good porcini pasta, porcini funghi. They bring it out, the whole restaurant will smell for 2 days. It's fantastic. And I don't know what mushrooms did to so many people, but as far as I'm concerned, it leaves more for me. But as the monk got closer, he discovered they were not dried mushrooms on all these shelves in this warehouse. They were, in fact, human ears. So the monk turned to the angel, and the angel said, yeah, I should explain. The angel said, you see, these are the ears of the people who on earth listened to everything but did nothing. And when they died, their ears came to heaven. Now, ears are good. I remember my mother telling me as a boy that I have two ears and I have one mouth. So I should listen twice as much as I spout off. There's truth to that. But it's not good to be all ears. The second reading from the Epistle of James tells us, James says clearly, it is not enough to listen to the word of God. James said in that reading that we are to be doers. Be doers of the word, not hearers only. James said if we only hear the word, we are deceiving ourselves. If we come in here and just listen, think, even just agree with the faith, we're deceiving ourselves. We are to be doers. What do? James tells us, first of all, we are to be charitable to those around us, not just in deed, but in thought and in word. We are to will the good for those around us. James tells us we are also to preserve our soul, take care of our soul, so our soul makes it to heaven. I would add that to be a doer in this parish means that we come together as a community. Experiencing our faith together deepens our faith. And I will also add, maybe the most difficult thing for us to do is to do God's will in our life and not my will, to accept God's will. Thy will, Lord, thy will, not my will. So James gives us this weekend a very practical reminder of what religion is. And that's good for a parish weekend. To begin again, simply, plainly. James tells us that the difference between good religion and bad religion isn't just morals, it isn't just theology. The difference is how authentic faith from within will express itself in good works outside of us. If there's one thing you want to remember about James, it's this. James has spoken again and again and again that faith is something we do. That is why he culminated all of his writing by saying, faith without works is dead. What are the works we do? It's time to do it. Yesterday was the feast day of St. Augustine, a great saint of the church. And before that, on Friday, was the feast day of Saint Monica, his mother. I know in our parish we have many mothers and we have many fathers who have lost children in living their faith. Many mothers, many fathers have great pain in children who no longer practice the faith, or may even be hostile to the faith. Saint Monica, Augustine's mother, is a great source of hope for us. She prayed for her son before he was baptized. For 17 years, Saint Monica had one intention to God, and that was that her son would be baptized. And then he was baptized by Saint Ambrose. She kept praying and praying. Her son became a priest, then a bishop, and a great, great influencer of the faith we have today. Ask Saint Monica to pray with you and to pray for you. But her son Augustine said this in today's Office of Readings. The Office of Readings are in the Breviary or the Liturgy of the Hours. The clergy promise to pray them for the good of the church, and the people, many laity, pray them as well. But in today's Office of Readings, St. Augustine gives a warning. He said, I want to caution you not, he said, not to come to Mass fruitless. And he said, coming to Mass fruitless is where you come and you listen, but it doesn't produce any good works. My dear people, we mean business. We're not going to do anything fruitless. Let's pray as we receive the Eucharist today that we may be doers of the word, that our God-given faith will express itself in good works. We know that it's time, and we're also grateful as we receive the Eucharist today. We are also grateful for all the graces this parish mission has brought to our parish. Graces so that we can love Jesus Christ more and worship him better. Amen.